This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be your views as well, because this is Open Line Wednesday. We have nothing specifically planned, and so we're hoping that you'll give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and would like to talk about whatever you would like to talk about this evening. Now, I thought maybe I'd start out talking a little bit about Afghanistan. Why are we in Afghanistan? As we've pointed out to you, certainly it's not because of Al-Qaeda. There's only between 50 and 100 members of Al-Qaeda there at the present time. And certainly, if you want to verify that, you get your search engine, you type in Leon Panetta, 50-100 members of Al-Qaeda Afghanistan, or General James Jones, 50-100 members of Al-Qaeda Afghanistan, and you'll find out that both of those people, one, of course, General Jones was the director of the National Security Council. Leon Panetta was the director of the Council of the CIA. Both of them said, one in, I believe, November of 2010 and November 2009, and then, of course, Leon Panetta in mid-2010. There were only 50 to 100 members of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. So why do we have almost a quarter of a million people there and spending tens of billions of dollars, if not hundreds of billions of dollars, fighting in Afghanistan and risking the lives of our men over there, if that's all there is over there? Well, you know, the Taliban, we don't like the Taliban, there's some Al-Qaeda over there in Pakistan, and they're coming into Afghanistan. That's why we've got to stay in Afghanistan, because they're members of Al-Qaeda up in Pakistan. Well, if we're really there for Al-Qaeda, why don't we attack Pakistan? You have to understand that nothing is as it appears to be. And certainly, somebody was just telling me that Alex Jones has been had some clips from some American soldiers stationed in Afghanistan pointing out that what they were doing, a lot of the soldiers are guarding the poppy fields there. Now, why would we be guarding the poppy fields in Afghanistan? Well, that would be to keep the wicked Taliban from destroying the poppy fields. Well, remember, of course, when the wicked Taliban were in charge in Afghanistan, they stopped the opium production, and we couldn't allow that to happen. After all, how would the opium farmers make a living if we stopped production? But we have a war on drugs. Afghanistan's the largest supplier of heroin, of morphine, of opium anywhere in the world. Don't we have a war on drugs? Well, we have a war on drugs, but we certainly wouldn't want to interfere with the people who are growing drugs over in Afghanistan, because they wouldn't like us, they wouldn't support us, they wouldn't be able to support their families. Ladies and gentlemen, the war on drugs is as phony as the war in Afghanistan. It is as phony as all the other wars that we fight. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We are not fighting drugs, we're promoting drugs. And basically, we carry a book called Defrauding America by Rodney Stitz. And he was sent to prison for some unrelated issues. But there he met all sorts of people from the CIA, from the DEA, from the FBI, who are pointing out that the American government is the largest promoter of drugs anywhere in the world. And we fight a war on drugs here to convince the American people we're trying to stop it. Just like we have a war on cancer, we have a war on poverty. But none of these things are what they appear to be. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course it's Open Line Wednesday, and we're hoping, of course, to hear from you as we explore the things that are going on in the world today. And one of them things is, why are we really in Afghanistan? If there are only 50 to 100 members of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, why, of course, we certainly should be able to send in a couple of special forces teams and let them take them out. They're very efficient. They would have the situation under hand in just a short period of time. But we don't do that. We keep a quarter of a million people there, 90 to 100,000 troops, 110,000 contractors who we pay, 46,000 NATO troops, about a quarter of a million men when there are 50 to 100 members of Al-Qaeda. We certainly have our troops there guarding the poppy fields. Why would we be guarding the poppy fields if we're involved in a war on drugs? Why don't we just stop the production of opium? And ladies and gentlemen, I would like to suggest that nothing is it appears to be. And as soon as you begin to understand that, everything makes sense. We have a war on cancer. After all, it was declared, I believe, under President Nixon. We have a war on cancer, and because basically we want to stop cancer. Or do we? I mean, certainly most Americans would like to stop cancer. Cancer is a terrible way to die. And yet, of course, we know that the incidence of cancer continues increasing. Why does it continue increasing? Why? Because many of the drugs that we give to people actually promote cancer. Many of the foods we give to people promote cancer. Many of the foods, additives we have promote cancer. We know, for instance, we fluoridate the water, and it increases the incidence of cancer, of many types of cancer. This is carefully documented, especially in 7 or 8 year old boys with osteogenic osteosarcoma. All sorts of evidence to show that water fluoridation promotes cancer, not only, of course, in small boys, but in general populations. And if you compare the populations, the incidence of cancer in populations where they actually have fluoridated water and where they don't, there's about a 40% increase in the incidence of cancer, and a 40 to 45% incidence. That work was done by Dr. Dean Burke, who was chief of cancer research at the NIH. And I talked to Dr. Burke before he passed away some years ago. And Dr. Yamianis, I think was his name, the two of them did the study. Nothing is it opposed to be, it appears to be. Much of what we do is promoting cancer. Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's Open Lines on Wednesday, so give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we're simply pointing out that we supposedly have a war on drugs, and yet, of course, we have troops over in Afghanistan guarding the opium fields. And, of course, there's all sorts of excuses done for that. After all, we certainly want to have the farmers over there on our side supporting us. And, after all, if we destroyed or allowed the Taliban to destroy the opium fields there, why, how would the people make a living? And look at, of course, all the people who would actually, they would lose their crops. How would they support their families? Think of the weeping wives and the weeping children if, of course, we allowed the opium fields to be destroyed. And it's amazing how they can distort the truth. But they're experts at it. And basically, if you have a war on drugs, you destroy the opium fields, and we're not doing that. And you have to ask why, and it's simply laid out in our four-tape set. Is there really a war on drugs? And the answer is absolutely not. We are promoting drugs throughout the world. The Central Intelligence Agency, at least a component of it, is the largest dealer of opium anywhere in the world, and we cover that in two books available from Radio Liberty. One is Defrauding America, the other is Drugging America, both by Rodney Stitch. We recommend both of them, along with our four-tape set. Is there really a war on drugs? You need to get this information. You need to find out. And then, of course, it's the same thing with war on cancer. We're actually promoting cancer, but you can't let people know that. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. It's Open Line Wednesday. And anything you want to talk about, we'll talk about. But nothing is that appears to be. Reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. We are promoting drugs. We're not trying to stop it. The war on drugs is as phony as a $3 bill. We're promoting cancer, actively promoting cancer. If you haven't actually heard our interviews entitled The New Order of the Barbarians, where Dr. Dennegan describes sitting through a lecture given by the head of the medical division of Planned Parenthood saying there are too many people in the world, they're going to die, have to die of something. We have treatments and cures for cancer. We're going to keep them locked up in the basement of the Rockefeller Foundation. And, of course, people have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. Who could have such a crass attitude? People at the highest echelons of the Brotherhood of Darkness. Well, let's go to Leslie, calling from Tri-Cities. Hi, Leslie. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Dr. Stan.
And let me just get our telephone number one more time, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. It's Open Line Wednesday. Give us a call. Okay, go ahead, Leslie.
Yeah, I like what you're talking about, but mine's a little off subject, but I had a concern. I don't know if it's a local or a national commercial, but I've heard a commercial that they're playing a lot, telling people to use mosquito repellent for this West Nile virus. And it seems to me like I remember some years back that some people can have like a really severe allergic reaction to that stuff. So I was wondering if you knew anything about that, if there's a chemical in it.
Oh, I really don't know. I think that there are certainly safe mosquito repellents, usually having something to do with with the garlic. If you have something garlic, well, the mosquitoes don't like that. But I'm very concerned about some of these mosquito repellents and the chemicals in them, because they're toxic to the individual. So much of what we put on ourselves, the sunscreens and the other things we utilize, are actually toxic, and they have terrible consequences. So many of the medicines that are licensed by the FDA either are not helpful, or they produce all sorts of complications. The most beautiful example of that are the statin drugs. And if you look at the real statistics, even though the doctors are putting everybody on statin drugs, if you've never had a heart attack or had a stroke, even though you may have a high cholesterol count, the statin drugs, the chances that it will prevent a stroke or heart attack is about 1%. That's all it is, and that's the anti-inflammatory reaction, of course, to the statin drugs. And yet the statins have so many complications, but it's a multi-billion-dollar industry. If you look up the statistics, you'll find out that certain statin drugs are actually carcinogenic. They create all sorts of problems. They alter your cholesterol metabolism, which affects your mind and your brain, and certainly they poison your liver, and they can lead to serious liver problems, to rhabdomyolysis, which is a deadly disease. And yet, of course, so much of what the FDA authorizes is dangerous to your health. And many of the things that are beneficial are actively suppressed by the FDA. We got a real problem, Leslie, and I'm concerned about a lot of these mosquito repellents. But if you can find something that has a garlic in it as a base, you're probably better off. Anything else?
Are the high blood pressure medications okay?
Some of them are, some of them aren't. I know very well that when I had the high blood pressure, I went to my cardiologist, personal friend. You remember, because when you're a physician, why, there's sort of a camaraderie, a fraternity among physicians. And this man, who I've known for probably 30 years, wanted to put me on a high blood pressure medication. I was about 72 or 73 at the time, and my blood pressure was 160 over 90. And he said that we needed to get it down to 120 over 90, because it used to be, we used to consider normal blood pressure was 100 plus your age. So it's at 70. My systolic could have been 170, but now we wanted to get it down to 120. Well, I looked at the high blood pressure medication. Before you take any medication, read the package insert, which the doctor never reads. And all of the complications that can come from taking that medication. And then you look at the results on it, and you had about a 1% increase of death and due to heart attack or stroke. If you didn't take the medication, it only helped 1% of the people over a 3-year period. And I said, no way am I going to take that medication. And incidentally, one of my good friends, another doctor, a physician in our community, his wife took the high blood pressure medication. She got up on a stool. She got lightheaded because that's what the medication does. Uh-huh. It drops your blood pressure. She fell, broke her neck, and died. And I've just been so glad. I read the package insert and realized, of course, that my doctor friend had never read the insert and realized that the number of people who were actually helped by this medication was minuscule. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
thank
so
you.
Before you take any medication, read the package insert. I can guarantee that your doctor has never read it. Okay?
I wanted just to warn people about that. The chemicals in the repellent.
Okay, I think that's a good point. I appreciate so much your calling, Leslie. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, and we've got Roman calling from Columbus, Ohio. Hi, Roman. How are you doing?
Yes. Good evening. I'm doing okay. I could tell you about my problems, but we'd be wasting a lot of time. Hey, I'm calling to vouch for that guy, Dr. David Korn, that you had on your program the other night.
Yes, did you enjoy Dr. Korn?
I didn't hear everything because you were breaking up. I'm listening to you on shortwave radio.
Okay.
But the reason I'm calling is I was one of his patients when he had his office here in Columbus, Ohio. I met the guy at Ohio State University. He gave some lectures about health and health food stuff. And at the time, I was going to Ohio State University, and I was having the hardest time because, man, I was tired and run down. And anyhow, I made an appointment, and when I was in his office eventually, first thing when I met him there, he asked me for permission if he could pray over me, you know, in Jesus' name. First time that ever happened to me. I said, well, yeah, that's fine. And little by little, of course, I started coming around. By the way, I'm older. I was about in my 50s when I was going to school, and boy, I tell you, going to school just tore the heck out of me. But anyhow, the guy is a Christian. I don't know if you know or you mentioned this on your radio. He's a DO.
Right.
And he's also a dentist, but he does not practice dentistry.
Well,
basically,
of course, the Invita Medical Clinic does advertise with us. But they actually came to me because they knew I was Christian. They knew, of course, we had a ministry all across the country, and they thought we could we would work well together. Well, everything I've learned about Invita, I've been very pleased. Yes, they are Christians. They often pray with their people. They have alternative approach to what's going on, and I am just so pleased that we have the opportunity to push them. And of course, they have they have alternative treatments for cancer. There are alternative treatments for cancer that are available throughout the world and are not available here. There are alternative treatments for cancer developed by our own NIH, National Institute of Health, that are very effective. And for some reason, they're just not used across America. So I recommend the Envita, that's ENVETA, clinic. And anybody who wants to go find it can go to our website and just go down on the front page there, RadioLiberty.com, and you can link right into their website. I'm very, very pleased, certainly, everything I've heard about Envita. And I appreciate so much your calling and telling us about your experience with Dr. Korn.
Right. I wanted to say one more thing.
Sure, go ahead.
For a short while, he had another room that he had the landlord over there. We was renting his office, allowed him. So like one night a week, this had nothing to do with his business, with his doctor business. One night a week, we'd have like a prayer meeting. By we, I mean me and him and anybody else that wanted to come. So we'd have about 10, maybe as many as 20 people. We studied the Bible. And his big mission was to pray for people with addictions. all kind of addiction.
Well, isn't it nice to know that some doctors are there who really want to help people? And,
right.
And,
well,
and,
this no, is
hold on. Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back in a moment. Go right ahead, Roman.
Yeah, his wife had a problem. The disease, I think you guys call it Crohn's disease.
Yes.
I don't know if you know that, but I was in his office the one time for a visit. Like I say, I was going to school at OSU, and I was just tired and run down all the time, and that's what he was helping me with. Anyhow, I come in for a meeting the one night, a visit with him, and he had to rush his wife to the doctor, to the hospital. She had some kind of an attack or something. And he came in the room. He says, I'm sorry, we got to cut it short. I apologize, and that was it. Now, I'm not sure how she's doing or whatever, but I'm just going to close by saying there's a lot of us here in Columbus, Ohio, that would love to have him back if he decides to return.
Well, I think that hopefully he's going to stay down there in Vita for the time being. I think
right.
He's
tell him good luck with what he's doing, and there's a lot of other people that if they knew, they would call in and vouch for him, too.
Well, I'm certainly glad. I appreciate so much your calling, Roman, and basically
right.
That's an unsolicited call from Roman
exactly.
From Columbus, Ohio.
Exactly. Okay, I'll let you go, and I'll listen more on the shortwave radio. Good night, and God bless you.
And you too. Bye-bye. Well, let's go to John, who's calling from Indiana. Hi, John. How are you doing?
Hello, Dr. Stan.
And how are you hearing us? Hearing us on shortwave internet? How are you getting us?
I was hearing you on shortwave.
Okay, go right ahead.
I was wondering, I've been taking Coumadin for to thin my blood, Coumadin and Warfarin, and I was just wondering what you thought about that compared to things like aspirin.
How old are you?
I'm 70 years old.
All right, fine. Well, basically, of course, they put me onto the Coumadin bit, and I just, if you take vitamin D3, and you should be taking vitamin D3, but if you take vitamin D3 and Coumadin, why, at least in animals, it creates a flagrant, a just exaggerated arteriosclerosis in a short period of time. Well, Sydney, what I learned about these animal studies, and I know human studies, but I would see no reason why it wouldn't be true in humans. I simply decided I would take aspirin. This is what I've done. And suddenly they put me on this, of course, because I have an artificial heart valve. And I've had it for 3 or 4 years. I'm doing fine. I can't tell you what to do for myself. I took myself off the Coumadin. I put myself on aspirin. I also take something called resveratrol, which thins the blood and has a very beneficial effect as far as the your genetic structure. It actually is a master molecule. It alters the genetic makeup and turns the little gene switches off and on. I take aspirin and resveratrol. I gave up my Coumadin. I'm doing fine. I cannot make a recommendation for you, but I just give you my personal experience.
Have you ever had any experience with vitamin E as a blood thinner?
I really haven't. I understand it's excellent, but certainly I think that aspirin, resveratrol, perhaps vitamin E, I really can't comment it. That's out of my field of expertise.
I've had a couple bad incidents taking Coumadin.
Well, I'm rather frightened of that. I think that they've got millions of people on Coumadin all across America, and I don't think it's good for you. And I do know that if you're taking vitamin D along with it, you are taking a chance on getting advanced arteriosclerosis, both strokes and heart attack. I don't think it's good for you. And remember, a lot of things the doctor do, they're told what to do, and they've never looked up the scientific studies and all the complications. That's the problem today. Our medicine has been hijacked. Hang on, we'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course we have Cynthia, a gentleman calling from Indiana. John's calling from Indiana and wanting to know what I thought about Coumadin. And I think that they've got too many people on Coumadin. I think that when you get a little older, well, you can do quite well with aspirin and resveratrol and possibly certainly with vitamin E. I'm not an expert on that. But I am very, very concerned the number of people they have on Coumadin, knowing full well that there are serious complications, not only from bleeding from taking Coumadin, but also, of course, from developing flagrant and exaggerated arteriosclerosis if you're taking a vitamin D supplement, which you should be doing. Our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. John, anything else you wanted to ask?
Well, that was my major concern. Well, I thank you very much for the information, Dr.
You're Stanley. More than welcome. And let's, of course, go to David calling from Moses Lake, and our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. David, go right ahead. Do you have a question or comment?
Hi, Dr. Stan. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate your program. I just have a quick question. I'll ask it, and then I'll hang up so I can listen on the radio. But just kind of a general question. I'm kind of curious what maybe low-income families might be able to do to prepare for the worsening economy. I know a lot of people, probably around the $30,000 range, something like that, you know, don't have a lot of money to invest in gold and things like that. So I'm just kind of curious for some advice on maybe some things that people with lower income could do. And I'll hang up and I'll listen to your call or your answer on the radio.
All right, fine. Well, basically, Chris, what you should do is start laying in staple foods. Now, it's great if you got a lot of money and you can get the dehydrated or certainly the freeze-dry foods, but what you need are the staple beans and certainly wheat and flour and things of that sort. And certainly... and then the things that make it so that you can bother you eat them, you know, you want some things to put in with the beans so that they will taste a lot better. But you need the staple foods. And then if you have additional money, I would probably, if you either get dehydrated food because they're cheaper than freeze-dried, but you can get a lot of things at the store. And every time you go to the store, lay in a supply of tuna fish and Spam. And so you have a food supply on hand. You probably should have a water purifier, something like a Berkey water system. It doesn't have to be elaborate, but you need a means to purify water, certainly if there's a problem. And then, of course, you need to have certainly alternative types of health products on hand. I'm talking about vitamins. I'm talking about minerals. And lay in a supply. If you have to take any regular medications, get a supply of them on hand, because we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know whether there's going to be a breakdown in the structure of society. We do know what's happened in other countries. It's been chaotic. We hope and pray it doesn't happen here. But of course, the most important thing people can do is have a personal relationship with our Lord. And certainly you need to have that under any circumstances, because that is the only thing that's going to get any of us through what lies ahead. And it would be fine if you had a group of other believers, either in your neighborhood or an area, of course, where you could get together and help one another. And certainly, if you're in Moses Lake, doesn't sound like a very heavily populated area, you're probably fairly safe there. If you're in the large cities, you certainly want to have give some very serious thought as to how you can get out, because if things begin to break down in the large cities, it's going to be totally chaotic. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Most Americans don't like to think about this wonderful utopian world we've seen ever being destroyed, but if you read the Bible, you'll find out that whenever a nation or a society or civilization turns its back on God, God brings judgment on it. And certainly we've been doing a series of programs on Noah and the flood. And of course, you realize, of course, that it was about 1,600 years between Garden of Eden and the time of the Great Flood. It had advanced civilization, a very well-organized civilization, tremendous scientific advantages and knowledge. And God destroyed that whole civilization because there was no one there worth saving. People were inherently evil. God, of course, destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah and the other, there were actually five cities along the west coast of the Dead Sea, what we call the Dead Sea today, because they were totally corrupt and there were only, the only person we know who escaped at all was Lot. Suddenly, God ordered the destruction of the Canaanites in Jericho because they were corrupt. every man, woman, and child, because they were totally corrupt. And God does bring his vengeance upon cities and civilizations. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, are we beginning to see God's judgment on the world today? Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And certainly somebody had called in, wanted to know about the dangers of Coumadin. Somebody has just been on it from 2003 up until the present, so that's, what, about 8 years? And the doctor said it would be a death sentence to go off of the Coumadin. Well, of course, I can't give any medical advice. If she has a doctor and she trusts him, she has to go along with what he said. I personally took myself off of Coumadin because I knew that if you took Coumadin and vitamin D3, at least in the animal studies that have been done, Christy, you get tremendous increase in the incidence of arteriosclerosis of the heart, the arteries of the heart. If you were taking Coumadin and, of course, you were taking vitamin D. So since I was going to take vitamin D, I was very, very concerned about that. And then, of course, there are all sorts of complications from taking Coumadin as far as bleeding is concerned. But certainly I cannot tell anybody without knowing them and knowing their case, and I can only tell you my own personal experience. I had actually, of course, discontinued my Coumadin. I do take blood thinners. I do take aspirin. I take Longevinex, which is a resveratrol product. And, of course, all I can do is say I'm doing fine. My doctor said it was all right since I was over 80 to simply just take the aspirin. But you're going to have to check with your mother's doctor. I cannot give medical advice. And right now, we have Barbara calling from, of all places, Santa Cruz. Hi, Barbara. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. The one thing, the two that with the Coumadin is if you have atrial fibrillation, that they are very concerned about the blood flow, and the magnesium is one of the best things that you can take that will help your pulse maintain a regular rhythm. And
Barbara's absolutely right.
And I don't mean to interrupt, but that was one of the reasons that, you know, actually your pulse rate, you know, became more regular.
Right. Barbara's my wife, so but basically she's absolutely right. We do take adequate doses of magnesium as well. Anything else, Barbara?
But that can be a very, you know, somebody, you know, who is taking Coumadin and who has, and that is why they might check with their doctor and see if they could try magnesium and see if that would help any.
Right.
I mean, that may not be the reason why they're, you know, they have to take it, but that was one of the reasons why you had to take it.
And, of course, most people are deficient in magnesium. It's one of the most important things that we have in our diet, and we do not get adequate supplies. And most people, if you test them, are deficient in magnesium. And that's why I take it as a supplement, and we recommend it for people to take it as a supplement. Anything else, Barbara?
No, just needed to get my 2 cents worth in.
God bless.
Thank you.
Let's go to Tony, who's calling from Michigan. Hi, Tony. How you doing?
Hi, Stan. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
Listen to you and enjoying you.
Fine. Well, I'm glad you do. And I know that very well. You would agree with what I said about the most important thing you can do in preparation is to have a personal relationship with our Lord, because I know that you do. Go right ahead.
Oh, you know that. You know that. I have a doctor. I see him every 3 months and sometimes 6 months. But he's an Indian. And we talk for an hour when I go in to see him. We talk about Jesus.
Well, now, is he a Christian or not?
Oh, yeah, he's a Christian.
Oh, that's fine. Well, then you're forced to have a Christian doctor.
He's a Christian doctor, and he loves to see me come because he spent a lot of time with me just talking about the Lord. He had the door closed, we'd be talking about Jesus. But like you say about the blood pressure and all that stuff, he don't offer me medicine because, you know, I'm not going to take it. I told him I trust in the Lord. I take a few things, my blood pressure, very low degree, very low. And I don't believe in taking all these side effects and all that stuff. And he know that. So he don't try to put things on me. Because I said, when it's time for me to go, I'm going. And he respects that. So we talk about the Lord, but I enjoy listening to you. And this thing about, you said when you went for the thing and your blood pressure, and you would say you 170 over 90 or something like that?
170 over 90, right.
Right.
And I would say that when I got my aortic valve replaced, my blood pressure, which had been running about 160 for pretty close to 50 years, dropped right back to about 130, 140. So basically, it wasn't my blood pressure at all. If I'd taken the blood pressure medication, probably would have killed me. Anything else?
Yeah. See, like Stan, I take like 10 milligrams of one drug and 5 milligrams of another one. So that's not very high. You know what I mean?
There are times when you have to take drugs, times mm-hmm. when they're beneficial. I will tell you, some of the surgery we have is just the most amazing thing. The advances in orthopedics, cardiac surgery, and some of the medications are fine, but just be sure you know about them and always read the package insert. Anything else, Tony?
One more thing.
Right.
Instead, I drink Tahitian only juice, and I told my doctor, he told me to keep drinking it.
Okay, God bless him. We don't want
it helps my pressure.
We don't want anything to happen to you.
And I want thing to happen to you. I'll be here for a long, long time. I love you, Stan.
God bless you. And I love you,
but
too,
Tony. Just love you more.
Bye-bye.
Have a blessed evening. Bye-bye.
Let's go to Pam calling from Spokane, Washington. Hi, Pam. How are we doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
That's good. I wanted to know, I had heard that Coumadin was rat poisoning.
Basically, you're absolutely right. It's used for poisoning rats, and basically they eat. They get a very high doses of it, and they simply begin to bleed and die. Now, they don't give you that much in the way of Coumadin, but of course it is used to poison rats. You just get a lower dose than the rat does.
Oh, boy, that's something, isn't it? Anyway, well,
there is a place for it, but Cynthia, long term, I'm not happy about that. I think they have so many people on the Coumadin now, and I think they sold the doctors on it. But nobody ever talks about the animal studies that shows how it can be directly related to creating dramatic increase in arteriosclerosis if you're on vitamin D3, and everybody should be on vitamin D3. Anything else you'd like to ask?
Yeah, does it have to be about that, or...
Sure, no, you can talk about anything. It's open lines.
Well, I want to know if you heard about that ALEC organization. It's ALEC.
I've heard of it. You're going to have to remind me what it is, though.
Well, it's an organization. You know the Koch brothers that are representing the Republicans?
Uh-huh.
Anyway, their dad, they inherited a bunch of money, and their dad was from the John Birch Society.
Uh-huh.
Anyway... they're the ones passing out legislature to give it to Congress, you know, for what to pass, you know, and they were the ones that the corporations are behind all this, and somebody blew the whistle on them.
Well, I really can't comment because I don't know really one way or the other. I think that they've been contributing to some good causes, but I'm going to like to be like an unidentifiable source who declined to be quoted but said off the record he had no comment because I don't know, but I'll look into it.
Yeah, well, it's Alex Exposed. It's A-L-E-C, that's capital letters.
Right.
Exposed. .org.
All right, fine, but remember, if it's a good organization, they'll attack it. But I can't comment till I know. I will look into it.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling.
Okay.
God bless. And let's first go to Suzette, who's calling us from Monterey. Hi, Suzette. How are you?
I'm doing great, Dr. Stan. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Do you have a question or comment?
I was just going to comment on the Coumadin, and I just wanted to add that a good alternative to Coumadin are also fish oils. Just like Carlson's fish oil is a really great blood thinner, and also an enzyme called nattokinase. It's very safe, and nattokinase will actually break up clots. It's really an excellent enzyme for people that have clotting problems. People with Lyme disease need to use it and use it effectively. There's a lot of literature on it if you go online.
Okay, fine, and Cindy, but you're absolutely right. I do know that a good fish oil certainly will help you as far as blood clotting is concerned. Anything else you'd like to say, Suzette?
Oh, and the other thing about the person with high blood pressure, my husband had high blood pressure, and he lost 35 pounds, got off wheat and dairy, and started eating a lot of garlic. And his blood pressure is now excellent. So, a lot of times just losing some weight and getting some exercise will get that pressure down. So I just wanted to throw that out there so that people, think about those things. I realize that people have other issues.
Well, I think that that's very important. Certainly weight loss and exercise are so vitally important. And they're an important part of health, and certainly far better to do that than to take a pill, because you never know the complications of that pill, whereas I don't know of too many complications from weight loss and exercise. Best thing in the world for your husband. I'm glad your husband's doing so much better.
He's doing great. Thanks. Yeah, I can't think of a single one.
God bless, and thanks so much.
Oh, you bet. God bless you, Dr.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Let's see. Who's on line three? Somebody's there, but they can't... there's nothing to tell me. Tim from Rockford, Illinois, we can't go to. We'll go to who's on line three. Who do we have on line three? Who's on the line?
I'm just an interested party, sir.
Oh, okay. Do you have a question or comment?
You mean about the police state?
Well, were you... Yes, how were you calling in?
Oh, I'm calling in from the state of Washington, sir.
All right, fine. What was your question or comment?
Oh, it's no real. It's just a comment that that I wrote these things from about 82 till these days, and because I have a number of whistleblower charges and federal indictment charges and stuff, I'm just being harassed by police. It's normal.
Well, unfortunately, it is, but people have to understand that everything is in place for the dictatorship they have there. There are cameras every place. They have the ability to track you with your cell phone. Certainly, everybody has a number. Certainly, they are listening to all of our telephone calls to Project Echelon. And, of course, oh, my goodness, you know, isn't it terrible that Murdoch was hacking into some phone lines? Why, certainly the intelligence agencies listen to all of our telephone calls and read all the emails and all the faxes, and they're all read by computer. And basically, that is, of course, under Project Echelon. Echelon was in place long before the attack. Certainly, they're able to track us from GPS satellites. We have GPS localizers in our cars. They have the ability to listen to our conversations in our cell phones, even when they're turned off, and to track us. You're right. Everything is in place for the police state. And the average individual has no idea that this is all part of long-range planning. And we're supposed to be worried about Osama bin Laden or the terrorists are threatening our freedom. No, it is the people of who's financing the terrorism right here in the United States. Where does the money come from,
well,
the terrorists?
Yeah, good.
Okay, anything else
well,
you want to say?
It's worldwide, Stan. It's worldwide.
You're absolutely right.
But anyway, I wrote about these things 21 years ago.
Well, you keep right on writing about them and encourage people to listen to our programs because we try to get the information out and let people know that freedom once lost will never be regained and people better get started being involved, okay?
Well, can I make one last comment?
Sure you can. Go ahead.
Okay. I'll be bringing federal charges on these people within the next 10 days or so.
Well, you do, and you let us know what happens, okay?
All right, sir, will do.
God bless, and let's go to
Tim. Have a good evening.
And you too. Let's go to Tim, who's calling from Rockford, Illinois. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Tim, you listening on shortwave or internet?
Computer, yes.
Okay, fine. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, Dr. Stan, I wanted to comment here. In the last year, the homosexualization of the nation here, back in around December 12, 2010, the Congress went ahead and foregone their vacation because they had hard work to do. They had to pass legislature to have open homosexuality in our military. Recently, in the state of New York, the governor, Cuomo Jr., he commented that he was proud of the state senators there. It took a lot of courage to pass this legislature, even though there were over 4,000 in 2010, over 4,000 new cases of AIDS reported in the state of New York. So,
well, you have to understand that nothing as it appears to be. The people who are behind the legitimizing of homosexuality hate homosexuals. Now, because some of the homosexuals think, oh boy, we're going to have freedom. Basically, if you care about homosexuals, you've got to tell them, hey, this lifestyle is going to kill you. This lifestyle is going to, of course, demoralize you. This lifestyle is going to lead to your condemnation. Certainly, unless you repudiate homosexuality, of course, why you're going to spend eternity without God. But basically, there is powerful spiritual forces behind this whole effort to tell us homosexuality is normal when we know it isn't normal. Powerful forces want to say this is a gay and happy lifestyle. It is not a gay and happy lifestyle. If you've ever talked to a homosexual, as I have, who will let their hair down and talk to you, they're miserable people. And the best thing you can do is do everything you can to pray with them and try to get them out of the lifestyle. If they're in the lifestyle, they can't get out. Don't turn your back on them, but always encourage them and let them know you'll be there to help them if they ever want to try. And they can get out of the lifestyle. What we're doing, of course, is legitimizing a lifestyle that is going to bring God's judgment on this nation.
Just two short more comments, Dr. Stan, and a question. In 2010, there were over 39,000 new cases of AIDS reported in the United States. And my other comment is the Federal Department of Education and the State Department of every state, they frown on homeschooling, but homosexual schooling is just fine. And my question is this putting forth here with so aggressiveness of homosexuality, a form of depopulation program?
Absolutely. If you read some of the things that are put out in the family planning perspective back in the 1960s, they were actively, of course, encouraging homosexuality because, of course, it would limit the number of births. They also would talk about putting fluoride, the drinking water, to poison people. They were talking about encouraging the marriage tax. You know, if you get married, you pay a higher income tax than if you're not married. All of these things, of course, are designed to limit the population. They wanted to encourage a contraception, but, of course, they were doing everything they could. And one of the things they wanted to do to encourage people not to have children was to encourage homosexuality. And, boy, have they done a good job of it.
All right.
Anything else?
No, sir. Thank you.
God bless. Okay,
good
fine.
Night.
And let's go to Shannon, who's calling from Spokane, Washington. Of course, it's Wednesday Open Lines. Hi, Shannon. We'll be with you in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. And then we'll try to get Lorene in here, calling from New York. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Hi, Shannon. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes. I was wondering if in the state of Washington, a patient has the right to refuse to take Coumadin. And the reason I'm asking this is because several times my mom has stated, no, I do not want Coumadin. No, I do not want to go and have blood tests every month. And the doctor will not hear of it and tells my mom that in her right conscience, she cannot allow my mom to stop the Coumadin.
I can't tell you what to do. That's between you and the doctor.
What I'm trying to find out is if my mom has that right to say no.
Sure, she has the right to say no. She has the right to change doctors, too. Okay?
Okay. Okay, thank you.
And I tell you, I went to my doctor and I said, look, because I'm on a first name basis with him. And he said, fine, why don't you just take aspirin, which is what I'm doing. Anyway, I can't advise you one way or the other because I'd hate to have anything happen to your mom, but I just give you my personal experience. God bless you. Thanks so much, Shannon. I hope you're going to get better. Remember, if you don't like your doctor, you can always change doctors. Doctors do not control you. They work for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
God bless. Let's go to Lorene. Lorene, who's calling from... Where are you calling from, Lorene?
Alien, New York, but it's in the town of Litchfield.
All right, fine. From Litchfield, New York. Go ahead. Do you have a question or comment?
A lady had called and was talking about cancer.
Right.
And you were talking about that there are cures for it. I wanted to let people know if they want to do some research on baking soda that you have
right.
in your kitchen cabinet,
right.
That's a very inexpensive help for cancer. And if your body is around 7.4 pH, cancer can't grow, bacteria can't grow, viruses can't grow, and the baking soda in water detoxifies your body. It does when people are hooked up for dialysis. It does the same thing as dialysis for you.
Well, I think there are lots of treatments for cancer. There are certain people who swear at by the bicarbonate treatment, and of course that's covered in a DVD we carry called Cancer Forbidden Cures. That's Cancer Forbidden Cures. I don't think I think that what you need is somebody who's an expert on cancer, which I'm not, of course, to evaluate what the best treatment is. I don't think that baking soda is good for all cancers, but I know with some it has been very beneficial. Anything else you wanted to say?
I just wanted to
hold that thought. Well, we have Maureen calling from upstate New York, and she was just talking about the advantage of certainly of baking soda in the treatment of cancer. And certainly there are, have been some studies done on this, and I suggested that what people need is to go to doctors who understand the gamut of various types of treatment, of which bicarbonate is one. But you need to be under the care of a doctor who can evaluate what the best treatment is for your specific type of cancer. Okay, anything else, Lorraine?
No, that's all I have to share tonight.
God bless, and thanks very much. Well, of course, it's been open lines. I always enjoy open lines. I hope you do as well. And certainly, I can't give medical advice here, but at least I can give you my personal experience. But I will tell you one thing. If you haven't seen the DVD, Cancer Forbidden Cures, you need, of course, to get it. It's available from Radio Liberty. You need to get our four-tape set on The New Order of the Barbarians. I think it's available in CD as well, four-CD set. And you need to get the transcript of the testimony, or at least of the statement, made by Dr. Dinigan, one of the interviews I did with Dr. Dinigan before he died. The transcript apparently was recorded by Dr. Dennis Cuddy's wife, Dennis Cuddy's mother. And it's a very important transcript of actually what Dr. Dinigan remembers having heard. Back in 1969, when Dr. Richard Day, the former medical director of Planned Parenthood, spill the beans and let the whole plan out, their whole incredible plan to destroy Western civilization. It is really one of the most shocking experiences you'll ever have, listening to the statements there on this four-CD set, The New Order of the Barbarians. So if you want to know how they're using chemtrails to alter our health, you need to get the DVD, What in the World Are They Spraying, and Whether as a Means of Warfare. Whether as a Means of Warfare, they're two separate DVDs. They're vitally important that you get them. We have a four-tape set on weather modification. We have a four-tape set on chemtrails. We have a four-tape set on HAARP, and we have books on both weather modification and HAARP. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now, let me mention, you need to go to our webpage at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And certainly, you go there and go to the section on books, a look at the section on DVDs and videos, the section on four tape sets and CDs. We have tapes on almost everything, from my interviews with government assassins. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we've interviewed government assassins. We actually have an interview in that four-tape set with a man who tracked down the man who was killed to kill General Patton, and we carry the book, Target Patton. Nothing as it appears to be. We have an excellent four-tape set on the Bohemian Grove, and of course we have the DVD on the Bohemian Grove. We have two books on Skull and Bones and a four-tape set on Skull and Bones. You need to understand this is a Luciferian organization. And just as certainly the Bohemian Grove holds their worship ceremonies with the people, the leaders of our country, put on their capes and their hoods, and they have their candles, and they hold a ceremony in front of a replica of the owl, who is their deity. And if you doubt that, you can request the literature from the Bohemian Grove. Nobody has it, but we have it, set of it. So we were able to get some of their books that only distributed only among members of this secret organization. But you want the information of the Bohemian Grove, we have a DVD, we have their literature, and then, of course, we have the four-tape set. So much information. Of course, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. To understand what the plan for humanity, you need to get my talk. It's a DVD on planned population reduction. Planned population reduction. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You certainly want to get go to our website at radioliberty.com, where you can listen 9 hours a day, and then please pray for Radio Liberty.
Coming up.